This is Dr. Rivera dictated on March the 3rd, 2022. Number one. This is a clinical case of a 64-year-old white female that is referred to the office, that was referred to the office because of a complex cyst in the left kidney that was 5.8 centimeters. That was not enhancing to the MRI as to suggest malignancy. The patient doesn't have pain or hematuria. However, she has a history in the family of thyroid and kidney cancer, and for that reason, she's very concerned about it. The last evaluation was done in September. At 6 months, we'll repeat the evaluation of the cyst. Number two, arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension was out of control. The patient was stopped the use of the amlodipine, and we switched her to labetalol in combination with losartan. The patient stopped the use of salt, and she continues to be in fluid restriction, and also with a plant-based diet. Today, the patient comes to the office with a blood pressure of 108 over 77 compared to the first blood pressure checkup that was in September 13, 2021, 166 over 100. And the patient is feeling more energetic. She's having a good night's sleep. She has been under a lot of stress because she had to take care of her mother that had a significant ankle fracture, period. Following number, the patient has a remote history of nephrolithiasis that we are going to follow. Down the road, we are going to evaluate the urine for kidney stones. Following number, the patient has the history of fatty liver. We were requesting a gastrointestinal evaluation, but the fact that she had to go back to New York to take care of her mother put all the plans on hold. Period. The patient continued to be with some nausea and sometimes vomiting without any abdominal pain. She has some constipation. We are going to request evaluation with Dr. Avalos, A-V-A-L-O-S. In order to find the reason for the symptoms and treatment for the fatty liver. Following number, and the patient says that she's not snoring. The test for the sleep apnea was not done, but she's resting much better. We are going to put the evaluation on hold for the sleep apnea. Following number, the patient has a history of relapsing UTIs. However, she has been free of that. The evaluation for the gynecological point of view will be postponed at this point. Following number, the patient has a history of thyroid cyst and nodules that need evaluation even more in the presence of a history of thyroid cancer in the family. We are going to suggest to the patient to get appointment with the endocrinologist, that is Dr. Rodriguez. The patient will call for the appointment. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 to 4 months, and we are going to order the pertinent laboratory workup. We invested 5 minutes evaluating the lab, 20 minutes in the in the, excuse me, 25 minutes in the face-to-face and in the documentation, 7 minutes.